Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts.
Thanks for joining us for our very cursed Friday the 13th episode.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, so today, when this airs, is Friday the 13th.
Yes. It is. Sorry for the pause. I was just like,
Yeah, we're recording a week early so we can get this episode out to you all. And hopefully you enjoy it as much as we enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, because today we are going to talk about superstitions. And, I mean, it's Friday the 13th. I have a black cat.
Yeah, you do.
It just seems appropriate.
Her name is Brandy, and she's a fine girl.
Yeah. Her picture will be on this episode.
Oh, absolutely.
And on Twitter and Facebook and all that. Oh, I forgot to mention at the top. So, I know we went through the list of all the places you can find us. We also have a Facebook page now. And we're putting stuff on there slowly. And I don't know what to put on Facebook.
What do you want to see on Facebook if that's something you're into? We have a couple likes. My neighbor and her friend liked our page recently.
My godson liked it.
Aww.
He's 16 and lives in California.
But that makes me feel special though, because like,
I love that kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Facebook is like one of those necessary evils.
Yeah. But you know what? It could form like a nice little community if anybody wanted to go on there and post and comment. We're going to figure out Facebook.
Find us on www.facebook.com.
Or the app.
We're on Facebook, Tiny Mormon Fantasies.
Naturally. Do we have another announcement?
No positivity. We don't have tea.
But I did buy tea today. I went to Reading Terminal Market on my lunch break. Cool. And I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Mommy Shop.
No.
Okay.
Sounds like a porno.
It is not. Okay. I promise you. And I feel like it's a fever dream because I can't remember it all the time. But it's these three kids, like an older daughter and two boys, and they like wish for a different mom. And they go to the mommy shop and they can only try out three moms. And then they try out all the different moms and like they try out like a fun mom, like a really rich bougie mom, and then like a strict mom. And they don't like any of them, and when they go back to get their real mom, the mommy shop's not there. So I feel like...
That's where you got your tea from? Like, this magical shop?
No, I feel like the
or
tea
a
shop
magical
is...
Shop.
Yeah, I've never seen it before, and I work a couple blocks away from Reading Terminal. I've never seen it before.
Okay, because I was wondering where it was going.
That's
cool. I get it.
Yeah.
Also, the mommy shop.
Does it sound familiar at all?
Oh, no, it could definitely be a porno, though. All right. So what's the tea that you got?
Oh, well, I got Earl Grey something.
What?
And I know, right? Surprise! And a Thai spice tea. I was really excited for that.
So we'll actually try those at some point.
Yeah, I only got an ounce of each because they were reasonable and she didn't have a credit card minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, that's our positivity for today. It's, that magical tea shop.
Yeah. And, is anything happening that you're looking forward to coming up?
Oh, but, no, but wait, I just want to talk about something we recently did, and people can see it on our, I don't think I put pictures on Twitter, but I put them on Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
We went to the Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go back. It's just a really peaceful, beautiful graveyard. They have events there. You can do yoga. We went to a oddities market where they sold like soaps, gravestone markers, and t-shirts, and just all sorts of odds and ends. But it was a really cool place. You can just walk around, look at the graves.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day, nice weather.
Yeah.
I got a really good graveyard selfie. Like, it was a good day.
Yeah, no, it was gorgeous. I don't know why I paused on that. It was gorgeous. There were dogs, which was... I'm on the fence about at a cemetery, but, you know, I hope I get to see it again before I die.
Yeah, but, I looked up plot prices, so if you want to get on my family plot, $2,000.
I might do that. All right. I mean, it's doable.
That'd be awesome if your family got, or someone you loved at least. It doesn't have to be family. Like, fuck it. Fuck family, really, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Certain parts. We all got them. You know the ones. But that would be awesome to, like, be able to go and visit your family member and just, like, have a picnic. We saw a cute little couple having a little golf picnic.
Yeah, it was really cute.
We just sat down, chill, ate a sandwich amongst the graves.
Wait, remember that old couple that brought their own little foldy chairs? And they're like, yeah, we're gonna, this is gonna happen today. Like, doop, 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 doop.
What's the body of water by it?
The Schuylkill. Like
it's right by the Schuylkill River, so.
Yeah.
There's, is that? You can watch, there's train tracks, you can watch trains go by.
Yeah. There's some really amazing Art Deco mausoleums that overlook the river, and they do, so this, the Laurel Hill Cemetery is actually really cool. They do, like, guided tours, mm-hmm. and they have all these events. I know that they have their annual ball, but I forget what it's called right now, but they have an annual ball there, and
so they're doing the historical, they have a historical tea party coming up as well.
I know, I think we missed that.
Yeah, we found out
we
about that.
We just missed it, yeah. So, yeah.
And also, when we were there, we met the death party of Philadelphia.
Which
I'm very excited about.
They talk strangely. About, like, really healthy topics about death, and I just, can't wait till we talk to them.
Yeah, we're gonna go to a few meetings. They have someone coming in talking about embalming.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be at the bike shop in Philly. And, but what's great about the death party is, it's just...
Wait, not autopsies. Is it embalming or is it
embalming? Oh, wait, maybe it's autopsies, which, to be fair, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
It's either embalming or autopsies. I'll have to look it up.
Sorry,
but,
didn't mean to.
Oh, no, you're fine. But it's more than just, like, yeah, let's talk about death. It's
inevitable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's this thing that we just kind of don't really talk about it, prepare for, but you really should prepare, like, what you want to have done with your body.
Yeah.
And it's
scary.
A very healthy topic, and yeah, it's a scary topic somewhat because people don't want to think about it, but you should. It's just one of those inevitable things, like taxes.
Yeah. And you know what, too? Like, coming from... So I had to plan, or I had to deal with... tying up the loose ends once my mom died. She didn't have a plan in place or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's scary, but it's good to know what you want to do when you die. I mean, for me, I'm going to take up space in the earth. Just cremate me and, like, blow my ashes somewhere. I don't know. You don't need to keep me. No one needs to keep me.
And I do want to get buried because I love hearses and I want to take a hearse ride. But I did see something on their website, actually, about... just more natural ways of being buried. So it's not just like... There's something with embalming fluid that's just not healthy for the earth itself. I have to do more research into that, but...
No, but that makes
sense. You
have
the option of not being embalmed and having a natural coffin. There's like a whole bunch of stuff I never thought about.
Yeah, there's one that like breaks down as it decays, and you could also be a tree. I would like to be a tree.
A tree would be awesome.
Because they cremate you, but also like plant you in a seed pod?
Can also be a firework.
Are you kidding me?
Oh no, you didn't know that? Yes. I feel like we completely derailed, but that's fine.
Okay, I didn't sing it because it's copyrighted and I don't want to get sued.
Right, because that would have been pitch perfect.
Yeah, you can get rid of all of that or keep it in, whatever you want.
That's fine. This is going to be minimal editing because I feel like I over-edit sometimes, so.
Okay.
Like, hey, this is us, sorry.
Also, I keep interrupting you today, and I'm aware of it, and I just want to make it known that I'm apologizing to you.
I'm a little hyper today as well, so.
I smelled coffee when I was in there. It is damn near 7 o'clock.
That's his coffee. I didn't make any. Or I didn't drink any. I don't drink coffee after 6, because it keeps me up.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
That's a good rule.
But I had soda today. And candy bar. All right, so let's get on topic.
All right, so.
Bringing it back. Superstitions.
What are some superstitions that you can come up with that you know about that you like follow? Like,
so yeah, let's talk about our personal ones before we talk about the ones that we kind of researched a little bit. Of course.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all kind of known ones. I mean, you'll see people doing it once you notice it. Like, you'll see weird people, not weird people, but you'll see that people across the board have superstitions. Sorry, that's a word.
No worries. So. Just, I'm going to start with my own personal ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the first one is, it's bad luck to cry on your birthday.
Is it?
Because it will lead to a year full of tears. It is.
Okay.
It is something that I read in my witchcraft book that I got for my 16th birthday.
Oh, I remember.
And I remember that. Yeah, I remember that from all those years ago. I was like, yeah, I can't cry on my birthday. And that is why this past year, my birthday was just on July 29th, I was going to go see Toy Story 4, but I didn't want to go.
Oh, that's smart.
Because I knew I was going to cry, and I was like, I can't cry, it's my birthday, but I can't watch Toy Story 4, because I know I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I cried at 2 and 3, so, yeah, you know.
3 was brutal.
Oh, fucking Toy Story.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my superstition number 1.
Okay.
I love to cry on your birthday. Superstition number 2, oh yeah, speaking of, like, funerals and stuff, coming back to that topic, it is good luck if it rains on the day of your funeral. I don't know why it's good luck. It's supposed to just be a good omen.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I just remember it from a kid, or from being a child, being a kid. And yeah, I've only been to a couple funerals, but it's always rained. And I was like, yeah, it makes sense. It should rain.
Yeah.
Even just for a little bit.
It snowed on my grandma's funeral day. That's basically precipitation, so yeah. It counts.
Yeah, it snowed the day after my dog died, but only in the morning, and it melted by like 9 a.m. So I was like, oh, that's weird.
Could we flip it too? Because it snowed the day I got married, which is weird because I got married in October.
I mean, someone probably died somewhere. But also, wait. Sorry,
I was just...
But no, but it's a good sign. It's supposed to be a good sign, a good omen. So yeah.
I'll take it.
Still a good omen.
He's a good guy. I'll keep him.
Alright, so those are my two personal ones that I can think of right now. If we go down the list and I think of something else, I'm just going to jump in.
Same. But I do have one. I can officially say one thing because... So my superstition is I don't like to say things that haven't happened yet that I don't want to happen.
Like it's bad luck to say.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're putting it in motion, like... I don't want to fall down the steps.
Yeah, so I don't say that I've never bloop. Like, I broke my toe on our couch that one time.
That couch sucked.
It absolutely sucked. It was not the worst, but it's a pretty bad couch. But it had metal legs, and, like, I was walking, and then, boop, wouldn't you know it, I broke my toe.
Oh, but wait, the metal legs stuck out further than the couch.
Yes, they did. Yes,
and
they did.
And that's why we always would run into them.
Yeah, in my defense, yes. So, before then, I would never say, I've never broken a bone. But I've broken a bone. So, technically, I can say that now.
I
wouldn't say anything that I don't want to happen, like... I don't want to say those things because I'm superstitious about it for whatever reason.
Hope I don't get pregnant.
yeah, exactly. I've never. And you know, listen.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm not going to force you to say anything that might not happen.
It's. I believe in that more than not saying Beetlejuice 3 times. That's you. I have an actual wall.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
But same thing with Bloody Mary though, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those are my own. But from our research, I definitely can say, so we were looking up, you know, I guess American superstitions, let's say.
Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, one, I think I've always heard it from Greece and my mom, but find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck.
Oh yeah, I know that saying. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I work in Philly, so I acknowledge that the penny is on the ground and I'm like, oh cool, thanks penny. And then I like acknowledge my mom, but I don't pick up every penny I see in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, I'll look like a crazy person going, ooh, a penny, ooh, a penny, ooh, a penny.
Right.
And also,
ooh, skin.
Yeah, exactly. And also Philly's fucking disgusting.
Yes.
I have, ugh, there have been pennies in some weird spots. So I take that loosely and just acknowledge the presence of the penny.
So I have a similar saying to that. I forgot about that saying. I'm not going to bend over for anything less than a dime.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I will see pennies and I'll even see nickels and I won't bend over to pick them up. But if it's a dime or a quarter or anything more, I will pick it up.
That's fair.
Also, I find money on the ground a lot. Like bills.
I...
That's kind of my... weird thing, I think, because I'm always looking at the ground.
Me too, though. I mean, you and I both, like, are kindred spirits in that, like, yeah. sense. Ronnie saw me the other day when we were about to go grocery shopping, and I, like, hardcore veered off to the bushes, and he's like, did you find money again? And I was like, no, I think it's just a receipt.
Remember but you gotta check. You yeah. have to check.
Remember that time that I almost jumped out of your car because we saw, like, something blowing in, like, the median by Morristown Mall? And yeah. I was like, we need to check that out. Makes it may sense. Have been money.
I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Even if it was a dollar, it would have been money.
Yeah. I found $20 blowing in the leaves outside of Wawa.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is that? And I sat in my car because I thought I saw it out the corner of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it could have been leaves, mm-hmm. but I'm going to wait. And then it blew again, and I was like, it's money. And I was like, got
out. Oh, hell yeah. I was at the Voorhees Town Center, and I saw a lot of money. I saw people walking away from it, but it wasn't their direct path. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to make too much of a scene. I go, I pick it up. It was $90.
Oh.
And then I sat in my car, because if you lost $90, you're going to come running out as soon yeah. as you hit up, like, Auntie Anne's or wherever you're going to go and be like, do I have enough money for that? I sat there for, like, a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, I have that, I call it the morality rule. If I see someone drop their money, yeah. I'll be like, hey, you dropped your money.
Yeah.
Or if I see someone, like, frantically looking like they dropped money, I'll be like, hey, did you lose something? Like, I'm not going to just take someone else's money.
Yeah.
But
also.
Free reign if there's no one around.
Yeah.
Or there's no one noticing it.
I mean, I didn't see that person drop money, so it wasn't up to me
exactly.
to give them money that wasn't theirs. So
if you go, hey, oh, someone's done this to me before. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
They're like, hey, did you drop this 20? And I'm like, yeah. Like, fuck.
Good on you.
I did. Thank you. I was in line at Wawa, and I was like, I'm not going to turn down free money. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
no, yeah.
My morality rule kind of swings back and forth.
And it depends on, like, how much it is. Is it anybody's? I saw a guy, I forget what he was, but he was wearing cargo pants, and he was pulling stuff out of his pocket, and there was, like, a one, just one,
mm-hmm.
sticking out of his pocket, and I was gonna, he was too far away, and I was in the subway, and I was like, public transit sucks already, but I'm gonna keep an eye on your $1 bill. Hopefully you stuff it back in your pocket, but if it happens to fall, and it is only $1, you look like maybe you could afford your trip on this train, I'm going to take it. Because on my train, if you get in, you have enough money to get out. That's,
okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I lied it.
We're not pickpockets.
No, we're opportunists.
Yes. Ooh, ooh.
Moral opportunists.
Yes, opportunists with rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. So we can stop
yes.
taking money.
All right. Which one did you read about that you definitely follow?
So this is one I used to... I don't believe in it anymore, really. I don't know
okay.
why it started. This one right here. this one right here.
Yeah.
Don't walk under ladders.
Okay.
I don't remember why it was bad luck, but I know. When I worked at Lowe's for all those years ago, it kind of went away. I was like, you're always under
yeah,
ladders.
You are.
Forget it. I don't
yeah.
care. I got stuff to do. I gotta restock the shelf and move this ladder.
Hopefully you're not walking under the hydraulic ones, though.
No.
You remember when they implemented those?
Yeah, you physically can't, but also...
When that comes down, your head will get crushed in it.
Yeah.
But you also...
You drop
yeah.
stuff. Some guy dropped a 5-gallon bucket on the other side, and they died. So anyway, just
yeah.
the ladder thing. That was, like, my main... I don't
okay.
believe in you anymore.
I avoid it if possible, but I don't... I mean, I work in a city, like you said. There's scaffolding everywhere. I don't know if I'm walking under a ladder. I might be.
Technically, is scaffolding a ladder?
Well, they also were dealing with the awnings outside of my building, and the ladder was in front of the door, so I kind of didn't have a choice. It was not great, but yeah. What about breaking a mirror?
That I try not to do it, but if it happens... I don't know. I'm not going to actively break a mirror.
Yeah. See, well, I'm going to do a superstition right now. I haven't broken a mirror. Knock on wood. That's another
I
superstition.
I guess it's wood.
It's made of wood material.
It's particle wood. Particle board is wood, I think.
Sure. It's pulpy
it's
wood.
Like wood chips.
Yeah. It's
That's
like
good.
Orange pulp is to orange juice as composite board is to wood. But yeah, so... I also don't want to break a mirror, but have... Wow. But do you knock on wood? Is that, like, a superstition that you do? Okay.
I still do that. Oh, I forgot about... I guess that is a superstition. I do. And if there's no wood around, you're supposed to knock on your head.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like having a wooden head or a wooden brain or something. I forget.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Mika Bisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if there's no wood around, you knock on your head.
What about a boner? Does that count as wood?
You know what? I've never knocked on a boner, but you could, but I don't know what you would be doing that would make you feel like you need to knock on that wood.
But I...
You know what I mean?
But I also respect the boner that I encounter.
But it's like, where's your mind at that you're thinking about something where you have to knock on wood?
I hope I don't get pregnant. Yeah. Knock on wood.
I was about to say that. I realized exactly what I was leading to.
Or I hope my birth control works. Wink. I mean, I don't... I really do hope that it works.
And... Try it out and let me know how your husband responded to you knocking on his wood.
Let's use the wood knock method instead of the pull out method.
Ugh. Yeah, no. Don't do it, kids. Or you'll end up with kids.
Yeah. Duplicates. Kids squared.
But yeah, knocking on wood. I even do it if I... Even if I don't say something but I think it, I still knock on wood.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I do that too.
I mean... Are you worried about 7 years bad luck? I don't know if you ever actually said.
I don't really know. I haven't... It hasn't been something that I've done or encountered. So I guess if it did, I would worry about it. But I also think that, like, I'm such a klutz that when it comes to breaking things, I just accept it for what it is.
Okay. But also, anytime you do something that may be... bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there the things that you can do for good luck to counteract them, like throwing salt over your shoulder?
I do throw salt over my shoulder.
I do that sometimes. Usually while I'm cooking.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do, but I'm just like, it's good luck.
But can't you, like, cross your fingers too? Like, oh, like I'm really rooting for you when you cross your fingers to, like, isn't that like a booster of luck?
I guess, but I feel like it's sarcastic and it's gonna backfire, crossing fingers. Well, that's just my opinion of crossing fingers. I don't know.
But it makes sense, though, too, because it's also, like, what they used to do in movies. It's like, I'm lying to you with my finger behind my back.
If you don't figure it out.
I'm not obvious at all. Yeah, I don't...
Okay. That makes sense.
Right? Yeah, but I definitely throw salt over my shoulder. Because it's a habit.
Is it the left shoulder or the right shoulder?
The left.
Okay,
your
good.
Right
I'm
hand
doing
over
it right.
Left. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, because...
I'm just guessing.
Me too, but, like, I did the gesture, and I'm, like, thinking about it, too. Maybe it has something to do with your throwing it over your heart? Or maybe we're just conditioned to put our hand over our heart for, like, the Pledge of Allegiance, and then it's just a motion we do? Because this feels weird.
Yeah. But also, we're not left-handed, so...
Well, fortunately. Yeah.
Not gonna badmouth left-handed people.
No.
So one of my favorite ones is a black cat crossing your path. I think about this every morning as my black cat crosses my
path. Yeah, she does.
And she plays this new game now. First of all, obviously no, I don't believe in the superstition. I just thought of something. I'm gonna make a post because I wanna see people's black cats. I'm gonna post that on Twitter probably.
I'd like to see them.
Like, show me your black cats.
Even tuxedos, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Within reason.
My girl's got a little tiny white spot
but
on the
it's
belly.
It's a little.
And yeah. She still counts. She's mostly black. But this new thing she does in the morning when I wake up. And when I walk out my bedroom, there's a long hallway that leads to, like, the kitchen and the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And our bathroom is just, like, directly to the left. I guess she hears me turn on the bathroom light, but she'll go to the end of the hallway and just lay down and roll over. Like, waiting for belly rubs. Like,
aww.
Kitty cat belly rubs. And just makes, like, this little purr noise. But yeah, it's just so cute. I love seeing black cats.
Yeah.
Not bad luck at all.
I want one so bad. I mean, we're at capacity with cats because my last one almost caused a divorce. But I want a black cat with, like, orange moon eyes. Like a summer hot moon.
I like it.
Right? I mean, if I ever, I'm not gonna like go out of my way to try to find this cat if I happen across a black cat or any cat that.
I'll
just
take
like,
any black cat I get.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would also like a white cat with two different colored eyes, but like, you know, we can't just make
you
these
just
things.
Get what you get.
Exactly. Yeah, so you're clearly not superstitious about black cats.
Nope, love them. Show me your cats. Hashtag black cats. Show me your kitties.
Show me your kitties.
All right, so,
do you have any other superstitions?
So what we found, because we mentioned that we looked some things up. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the common superstitions. And, the lucky rabbit's foot was a big thing in high school in the 90s. We had them. Then they came in other colors, purple, teal, unnatural rabbit feet colors. You get them at Claire's.
Or green when you're Irish and you get them at an Irish parade in New York.
Yeah.
And then you realize that it's really cruel. And then you just wonder what happens to the rest of the rabbit because the rabbit's not dead. And then it's just like really cruel.
It's a bit dramatic, but I was like, I hope they ate the rest of the rabbit and, like, used all of its part. Rabbit's delicious. I had a pet rabbit. We didn't eat it, but I still ate rabbit meat.
But didn't Jessica have rabbits for eating?
Yeah, that's where I got my rabbit from. They didn't eat that one. They gave it as a gift.
I mean, they they fuck like rabbits, so,
yeah. That's a sustainable meat source.
Yeah, exactly.
But can't make rabbit steaks, so...
Yeah.
Sorry, cows.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I used to have one, and...
Oh, Wolverine. Right? Was that his name?
Oh, I meant a rabbit's foot, but I guess technically having a rabbit means I also have
a rabbit.
Yeah, but
see, wait, you used to have a rabbit. You had one when I met you.
Oh, yeah,
Was that his name, or did I make
No, his
name
was Wolverine.
Okay.
Because... He was a lion's head rabbit, and he had mutton chops, and
That's
he was
right.
a little salt and peppery gray, so he just reminded me a lot of Wolverine. And he was sassy. He would thump in the corner when he was sad.
Yeah.
I had a lot of rabbits growing up, though. I don't know if I ever told you that. Rabbits are the reason I got Lyme disease.
I think we talked
about that a little bit. Yeah.
I think so. Oh, that's in the conversation, I think, part of our childhood stories conversation.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is.
So you know.
We're saving that.
Coming up.
Coming soon to somewhere.
In
we'll
space.
Tell you about it. I don't know. But,
we're broadcasting directly to the void of space.
Yes.
Sorry. It's been a long time.
I just agree with you. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. So, more bad luck stuff. It comes in threes.
Yeah. Actually, my mom always said that it, when it came to death, she was like, it always happens in threes. And I didn't know it was like a bad luck thing. I thought it was just like death comes in threes. So I'm never thinking of like a bad luck comes in threes type of thing. But like,
it's true.
Right? And Ronnie's mom is like, they always hit you when you're down. And then you're down again. And it's like, something else is going to happen. And I'm like, you're the worst pessimist I've ever heard in my entire life. And she's like, just wait, it could get worse. And then it's like...
It could get better, too, because it can't get any worse, usually.
Yeah, it could definitely get better.
I'm in the middle. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm not an optimist.
You're a realist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, here's what could happen, but also let's just keep moving, because we got it anyway.
Yeah. Well, it'll get better, or it'll get worse. Either way, it'll get better.
Yeah, I don't really subscribe to the it happens in threes. I mean, I don't...
Celebrity deaths, they always do that with, too.
Yeah.
It was like, you're just counting to three.
Because it's gonna happen. It's like Bowie, Prince, and then anyone else.
Yeah.
Sorry, those are clearly the ones I'm still devastated about.
And it's like, is there a time frame for when it happens in threes?
No.
Is it up on a week? Is it up on a month? No, they're just...
It just happens.
You're counting to three. You're just counting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really subscribe to that one at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I'm that superstition. Or, that superstitious. I've heard of some of these, but most of these.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's not me. I guess it's part of being a realist.
Yeah. What about... I think there was one on the list that was about the devil... Or something?
Yeah, idle hands are the devil's plate.
I know, that's just insane.
666, the devil's number.
I don't happen upon it that often.
I don't have a problem with it, and I think when my stuff rings up 666, I think it's awesome.
It's funny.
Oh, cool, 666.
Yeah.
420. 69, 69.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, no.
I'm a child, basically.
Or 11, 11.
Exactly. But I had a customer. This memory just popped up when we said this. Her total came to 600... Oh, wait, no. Oh, God. Okay, I have two customers. I just thought about this. These fucking weirdos. One customer bought something because her total was 666, and she didn't want it to be that.
That's intense.
So she purchased something else. And I'm like, cool. All
right.
Up my sales. When I worked at the bank, the woman's account number had 666 in it. Or her card number did.
I think it was card. You were telling me about that. Yeah.
Her card number. She wanted to close it and get a new card. She refused to use it. I'm just like, all right. Making things harder on yourself because of three numbers. But you do you.
And it's not like only six. It's not only those three numbers.
It's a 16-digit number.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
666 is in there.
Yes.
But what are you going to do? Unless it's carved into your forehead. Like, I wouldn't write 666 on my forehead. I feel like that's just playing a little bit too much with stuff I don't know too much about.
Yeah. But don't invite it in.
But, like, if you live at 666 whatever street, I'd probably still go to your house.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a thing with numbers. I feel like the more that you are aware of a number, the more you see it. Like, I always look at my phone at 1031 because I was born on 1031.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I always see it then. So, like, every time I'm on the phone and it's, like, 10:31 or I'm going to bed and I'm like, oh, what time is it? Oh, it's 10:31. Because I'm aware of that number. So, yeah. Maybe, like...
I do that with 729.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
makes sense.
The more you're aware of it, the more you see it. So, maybe if you're obsessed with the devil, you'll see 666 everywhere. Or if you're mortally... If you're mortally terrified, if you're just terrified of 666 and the devil, then maybe, you know, you have reason to be. Maybe you're not a great person because you see the devil coming after you at any chance he gets.
Or you're just way too into your religion. Just reel it back in a little bit.
Or maybe just be obsessed with all sevens. You know, maybe start gambling, play craps or whatever.
Lucky 13.
Yeah.
That's why we're here today.
Yeah. I like 13. It's a good one.
We did that already.
What about, like, throwing a penny into a fountain? Is that, like, a superstition, or is that just, like, wishing? Like, a wishing?
Oh, that's just, like, wishing. Like, wishing upon a star, wishing on... I don't know if I would consider wishing
Because if you didn't make a wish when you did it, like, when you blow out candles or when you see a shooting star, nothing happens. But like, there's not a penalty.
Okay. You're right. I was going to say, can you consider that a superstition? But I guess not. Because typically with a superstition, something bad or good can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, like the penny one.
They're not all bad. Yeah. So yeah, there's no luck with a wish. It's just either... I don't know, but I kind of feel like if I blow out my birthday candles and I tell someone my wish won't come true. So, okay. In that's like a whole childhood thing that I just remembered. So in that case, a wish can be a superstition.
Okay.
Because the penalty is your wish not coming true. So you're not supposed to tell people your birthday wish. Also, from Liar Liar.
Makes sense.
Just saying.
Yeah. But what about a wishbone? Like, do you think that if you didn't make a wish on a wishbone, that's a superstition? Or is that just like a tradition? Like, you make your turkey for Thanksgiving, celebrate colonialism, and eat the flesh of a horrible holiday, but it's delicious.
Yeah, I was about to say, eat the flesh of what now? Because I know you like turkey.
No. I like the spirit of Thanksgiving now, but, you know, anyway.
But not what they taught us in school about it.
Yeah. It wasn't all fun and games.
It's not pilgrims and Indians being best friends and having dinner together.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But I did love making those hand turkeys and coloring in the picture of the cute little pilgrims and the Indians sitting at a table together. Oh, yeah. Now it's Native American.
Well, it always was.
Well, no, in the...
Because Christopher Columbus thought that he found India, and that's why they're Indians.
I'm actually referring to... There's a specific... I know they're Native Americans now, but when I was in school, it was the Pilgrims and the Indians. And, like, that was, like,
right.
the specific, like, coloring book and, like, coloring pages they had us color in. So, yes, the PC term now, the correct term, is Native Americans now, but it was always...
It's ingrained.
Pilgrims and Indians, yeah.
Yeah.
Even in, like, the...
Or cowboys and Indians, too.
Exactly, yeah. Always in the decorations and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's not what Thanksgiving really is about.
We took...
Cool.
But it's... I mean, not that it's hilarious, but, like, obviously it's... I'm gonna say it's hilarious that we took their land and then literally started calling them a name that's not theirs.
Yeah.
It's like passing your neighbor on the street and being like, hey, Brian. What's up, Brian? Or I'm taking your apartment and your parking spot, Brian. Go fuck yourself. And he's like, my name is Doug. And also, you murdered my entire family and all of my people. And I'm the last one of the Dougs. And I can only live in one Doug spot. And it's over by the sewer grate.
I get it. That was really
And we don't have anything sacred anymore. I bathe in a stream. I mean, that's a really terrible analogy. Please cut all of that out.
Oh, I'll still keep it.
Oh, do what you will.
Yeah. It's fine. We rambled, and we're off topic, so let's bring it back around.
All right.
That's how we do it.
So, do you...
We literally say, bring it back around.
Bring it back! Let's bring it back!
All right, so wishbones, I don't know. I don't really know the lore behind them, so I'm just like, eh.
That's fair.
We never did the wishbone thing.
I mean, Ronnie's mom really likes wishbones, but I thought it was more like a luck thing than a... bad luck thing?
I don't even know where the wishbone is in the bird.
It's like...
Is it the neck? Is it the bottom?
I feel like by the time I get to the wishbone, the turkey's already carved, so I really don't know what part it is.
Like,
and I think it's the neck.
I don't care about the wishbone.
I think it's like their collarbone. I think it's the neck.
I care about turkey breast and crispy skin.
Yeah, because then it gets smaller towards the... Yeah, anyway.
Moving on. Natural segue.
Yeah.
What was the other? Oh, umbrellas indoors.
Oh, I don't do it.
Yeah. Not supposed to open them up indoors.
Yeah, no.
But.
I've done it with my parasol because I don't feel like it's an umbrella for the terms of it to be, or for the sake of it raining.
Yeah.
It's a parasol. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do play with this rule. You can open it, but you can't have it up. If you open it and it's sideways, you're fine.
Yeah, I justify that too.
Just keep it like a 90-degree
or lower
angle to the ground.
Yeah.
You go above the... Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I am with you.
It's like an unspoken rule. Who the fuck taught us this? Why?
I think people just didn't want us as kids to open up umbrellas inside. And then they're like, hey, it's a bad idea because maybe you'll have all these school-aged children with their stupid umbrellas, you know, ha-ha!
Yeah, and they'll probably break something, knock a lamp over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I would do.
Or maybe if we get, like, deep into it, right? It's like umbrellas signify rain, and rain signifies that, like, you're outside and maybe you're bringing outside elements in and, like... Maybe it's supposed to say something like you're not going to invite, like you're in a good spot right now. It's not raining in your house. You don't need that umbrella. Like keep up this good energy. Your house isn't falling apart around you. You don't have to worry about these things. It's
but
good to keep it out.
Open an umbrella indoors and your pipes will burst.
yeah, something like
sort
that.
Of.
Thank you for,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got
okay.
that.
Yeah, like, apology for the most part.
Yeah, like, don't invite that. You're living a really good life. You don't need this inside, so, like, keep it that way.
Yeah. That goes for just all sorts of bullshit, guys. I don't need that shit in my life. I'm good. I'm doing all right.
Or, like, say no to drama.
Our front door is so loud. I am so sorry. But I refuse to oil it because murderers can't sneak in.
Genius.
Boom. Keeping that in because pro tip.
Yeah.
Murderers can't sneak in if you got loud, creaky doors.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And the creek will make the dogs bark, so always have dogs.
Yeah, Jelly will bark at anything.
Like I have
a leaf.
Yeah, that's my two-step verification process for someone coming inside my house.
Multi-factor authentication.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, so back to the umbrellas. Yeah, no, not inside.
Just don't invite
it. Unless they're sideways.
Yeah, within reason.
But just no children inside. That'll yeah. Save you from that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's really loud.
That's
good
back.
Point, though.
He's back. Dogs didn't bark, so I know it's him. Wait, the alarm system works.
What about...
Also, he takes one dog out at a time, so that might happen again. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. What about Friday the 13th itself? Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th?
Nope, I love it. I love that there's tattoo shops that do the specials Friday the 13th tattoos.
Which, by the way, we're planning to, if all goes well, and
there's
we can...
dog number two.
Yep. Which, by the way, we're planning to get tattoos today when this airs.
Hopefully.
If we can find a shop that has good flesh tats, because there was one that just didn't. Except it did have one really great one. It was a cat with a knife.
Yeah, he just had like a little shank.
Oh, he was gonna get you.
I'm gonna post the picture of that so people can see it.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to get a new tattoo. I love
Me too.
Flash sales. I love tattoos, and they do Friday the 13th because it doesn't come around that often.
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice a year. If
you
want.
There's gonna be one in December.
And then the dogs are coming back inside. Dog. Second dog.
Yeah.
No barks means no murderer.
I like it.
I love the verification process. Someone literally asked, they were like, do you want us to fix that? You want us to
No, absolutely
for-?
Not.
Nope. Don't touch it. Get away from my door. It was the maintenance man. I was like, no, it's fine.
I believe it.
but yeah, so for Friday the 13th, I like it. I don't think there's any bad luck that comes with it. I'm gonna hug my black cat and maybe get some new ink.
Break a mirror, too.
I walk under a ladder, but I'm not gonna go messing with breaking mirrors.
That's fair.
Gotta draw the line somewhere.
I feel like even with Black Friday, too, like, I'm more afraid of Mercury in retrograde than I am of Friday the 13th. Not because of Mercury in retrograde, but because when it happens, it's always that weird amount of energy when everybody gets, like, heightened and flustered, and then some people, like, what is it called when you will it into existence? Where, like, manifest destiny, essentially.
Okay.
Where you're like, I know it's going to be terrible because Mercury is in retrograde, and then all you're thinking of is all the bad energy that you're manifesting into your life because you think it's going to happen. You're projecting it into your own. So maybe it's real, but I also think that the more people aware of that put it into their lives, so I think the same thing happens on Friday the 13th. That's why I'm just like,
bad luck, so
I mean,
four leaf clover out and throw salt and whatever good luck stuff you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, is this a good stopping point?
Yeah, we should call it quits because I can talk about this all day. But
yeah.
Those are our superstitions. Let us know yours.
Yeah, and
let
if you
do. Let us know if we're wrong. Explain to me what wishbones are. I don't know.
Where is it?
Where can I find it? What's the point of it?
Yeah.
My husband is making so much noise.
He really is.
I'm keeping it. He's making
I like
coffee.
It.
I
it's
it.
Cute.
But
yeah, is there anything that you all do that combats any of your superstitions? Is there one that's specific to you? Because I know that mine not talking about things that I don't want to happen, like my dog sometimes has seizures. And then, you know, I don't elaborate, but he does.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
But I would talk, I don't know. Yeah, like I don't have that one, but I understand it.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed our show today, you can check us out on Twitter at TinyMorbid or on Instagram and Reddit at TinyMorbidFantasies.
And now Facebook.
And also our Facebook, facebook.com
or the
/ TinyMorbidFantasies.
That's us.
On the interwebs, www.internet.com.
internet.u.haveagoodtime.porn.
Let's dial up that modem, kids. Look us up.
Wikipedia is real.
We gotta do stuff with our Facebook. I'm so sorry.
it's lacking, but it's okay.
We'll get there.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. To be featured in upcoming episodes, or send us your own superstitions, or what do you do to thwart your superstitions? How do you come back from that? Email them to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com.
And if you have any other questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time.
Keep it spooky.
Like a skeleton you found hidden in the wall of your kitchen as you did some remodeling.
Oh, I like them all. I made them all.
You wrote it?